true balance isn't static. Fundamental to the medical systems we were trained in is the importance of dynamic balance, a range of relative equilibrium that shifts and changes throughout life. In traditional Chinese medicine, or TCM, this balance is usually expressed as the two-part harmony of yin and yang. And in Ayurveda, it's often expressed as the harmony of three qualities known as sattva, rajas, and tamas. Both systems also utilize five-element theories of balance. These multi-part concepts of balance reflect the interconnectedness of nature. A shift in one component causes a shift in the other components. Because of the constant push and pull among the elements of an organic system, it's unrealistic to expect yourself to maintain a state of constant, perfect balance. However, the more conscious you become of how you're affected by diverse variables such as your thinking, your eating, and your climate, the more readily you can make adjustments in order to bring yourself back toward center. In this way, you can achieve a dynamic balance that works for you. In the PDF that accompanies this audiobook, there's a diagram called Dynamic Balance. It's a scale. At either end of this spectrum is a state of severe imbalance, and at the center of the spectrum is a state of perfect balance. It's unrealistic to expect that we'll always be in a state of perfect balance, but we've indicated here two ranges of dynamic balance. In the B range, this would indicate someone who strays within about 75% to 100% of their optimal balance. And the A range indicates a tighter state of dynamic balance where we're about 90% of optimum most of the time. That is, we would only stray to about 10% out of our optimal balance. A very healthy and resilient individual might feel okay living in a range like B, or even straying farther from optimal balance, but most of us would much prefer a range of dynamic balance closer to A. Your target dynamic balance should be the range within which you can readily self-correct for any deviation without degrading your function or experience. You're not really going to give it a number as we've done in this diagram. It's more a choice of what feels the best for you and what do you commit to and what are you willing to tolerate in terms of effects of being out of balance. Your dynamic balance range is an expression of all the things you do that compromise your balance combined with everything you do to bring yourself back. 40 hours of sitting at a desk every week might push you toward a slow metabolism and sluggish circulation, but if this is offset with frequent exercise, the net experience may be close to optimal balance. Of course, mobility is just one of many metrics, and it's not always easy to discern what you need more or less of in order to live closer to center, but that's what you'll learn in this book. It's important to note that the difference between living in the A range versus the B range has nothing to do with the amount of excitement in your life or the emotional range you're capable of experiencing. You could have an end-of-life skydiving karaoke celebration with a dear friend who's dying, an experience that includes adventure, elation, and sadness, and stay within the A range the whole time. Balanced doesn't mean boring or flat. The further you stray from your optimum, like the B range or wider, the less comfortable you'll feel, the greater your risk of experiencing crisis, and the harder it becomes to correct yourself. One reason it's difficult to correct is that the more severely the scale tips, the more dramatic your efforts to restore balance will tend to be, which may throw you out of balance in new ways. It's a lot like driving a car. If you fall asleep for a split second and notice that you veered a few inches out of your lane, you can give the steering wheel a little tug and quickly get yourself back on track. But if you fall asleep a little longer and open your eyes to discover that you drifted to the wrong side of the road and are speeding toward oncoming traffic, you're more likely to swing the wheel far in the opposite direction and risk careening off the shoulder of the road. For this reason, it's best to catch yourself early. Though, even if it's too late for that, you should always begin with moderate, consistent corrections. And it's never too late to begin.